Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Riley, you should tell the listeners, especially if they live in or near New Hampshire, what you're doing this 420. That's April 20th. Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong mic. Sorry.
She's trying to censor me, tiny tyrant.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so as Bonnie mentioned, on Saturday, April 20th at 420.
Oh, it's a Saturday. That's nice.
We are meeting at the State House, and we are doing a cannabis freedom rally at the State House on 420 at 420. So if you live near New Hampshire or the New England area, come up to Concord, New Hampshire. We'd love to have you.
Yep, I'll be there. I think it's going to be a fun time. People typically do show up to this event, like tons of people typically do show up to this event. Last year was a good size group, like maybe like 25 people all together. Like,
let's make it more. Let's make it 50. Let's make it 100.
Yeah, I think like it wasn't, that one wasn't even like put out beforehand by anyone. I think people just were like, hey, let's do a thing, like, last yeah. minute, and people just showed up, so.
And it'll probably be this way a little bit this year, you know? I'm not the only one doing the 420 rally there, so.
Yeah, and if you don't smoke, you don't have to smoke. Just, yeah. like, come for the community. It's really nice. Honestly, if you're a free stater that doesn't get out much, I am typically one of those people, but I've been trying to get out more, and it's just, like, it's always, like, it's never a bad idea to just stand around and talk with people who, yeah. Think the same way you do and feel the same way you do, and it's also for a good cause, because the thing is, like, in New Hampshire, we may have decriminalization in a way, but we should always strive to have every right we want, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sure, you can smoke weed in New Hampshire, but why would you want to smoke it by yourself when you can have a bunch of friends that think like you smoke it with you?
And technically, you could get arrested. In fact, the greater activism would be like one person holding like 2 ounces at a time.
Oh.
Stuff you aren't supposed to.
Oh, I wish I had 2 ounces because I'd do it.
I wonder if somebody will. Yeah. So this is Free Talk Live. Like I said, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Lori.
Riley.
And in the last segment, we were talking about this white students union that is getting broken up. One thing I forgot to mention that I thought was kind of funny. So these kids made an unofficial club called the White Student Union, and the police are going and investigating it. One thing I thought was funny is it ends this article on 6abc.com with, anyone with information on this incident is urged to contact the police immediately.
Oh, they didn't tell us what the incident is.
Right, that's true.
Oh, because a club was created and people are some things?
All I'm saying is it's just like so, so bad whenever the police ask people to rat on each
other.
It's
ridiculous. Like,
it's like 1984 for real.
Oh, it definitely is 1984. Like, did we not learn any lessons from reading that book? Why did you want to go down this route?
People don't read.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Most people probably haven't read it.
Or if they're Christians, at least I've noticed in a lot of Christians groups, they say, well, it's the last days, and so in reference to the Israeli conflict going on with Palestine, they're like, oh, well, the Bible says it's going to happen, so we just need to let it happen. No!
Oh, that's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
No, we need to stop these stupid wars from happening. It wasn't a prediction of what's going to happen. It's, hey, this could happen. Maybe you shouldn't go down this direction.
That's a good way, or an interesting way to look at it.
Even if your God's coming back to save you, you shouldn't go down this direction.
This is one thing I like about, like, the Swedenborgian Christians, is they say that the whole thing, the whole Bible is kind of like, so the tarot is another example of something that's a book that, it's a deck of cards, but it's a book because it tells so many stories in the least amount, I mean, in no words, in just images, and it portrays so much information to people. That's what the Swedenborgians believe about the Bible, that it's just kind of stories that, you know, get across so many things. So, like, so many, like, it's a microcosm of the macrocosm. That's what the tarot is all about. It's like they have, like, the 21, I think it is, major arcana cards, and then they have the small, the other one that has like 72 cards in it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, it's big things that can comment on, like, your whole life in each of those major arcana cards. It conveys a bunch of information. So that's what they're saying. That's what the Swedenborgians believe about the Bible. And I don't, like, have a complete, perfect, like, understanding of what they think about that, but I was, like, that's, like, a quick way to kind of describe it to people, get across what I'm trying to say or what I understand about it. And so the Swedenborgians, like, will put out videos saying, like, please don't believe that this conflict needs to happen, because that's all, it's all, you know, a parable to get you to understand certain truths, like in their viewpoint. They believe that the Bible is all parables in order to get you to understand certain truths.
Yeah, that's probably the perspective I would take. Like, the Bible is just a parable. It's a book of parables that we as society need to learn from and not go down these stupid directions of, you know, bringing on the disastrous consequences of war or ruining our money or not paying attention to humanity.
I just think that, in not loving humans, like, the idea that, like, the 30,000, I think, Gazans and Palestinians that have died.
Is it up 30,000 now?
It was up to 30,000 months ago, like, last time I looked at it, so that's why I was, or last time Ian sent me stuff about it.
That's horrible. That's a lot of people.
Yep, it's a genocide. And how could you possibly call that self-defense? Like, that when the state of Israel got attacked once, and now 30,000 people are killed months and months into this, and people keep saying stuff like it's Israel self-defending itself.
I saw a story about them approving an ambulance to go and help a child,
mm-hmm.
and then striking the ambulance and blowing it up.
Wow.
That sounds like self-defense.
Yeah. That sounds like self-defense to me, Israel. You're making yourself look like a horrible ally.
Dangerous ambulance, dangerous children.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like the United States, so maybe it's not making them look like a horrible ally.
Oh. You might be right.
One thing about all this is I just like how the Swedenborgians say, like, don't try to make this about, you know, just, like, don't turn a blind eye to bad things happening and try to blame the Bible. Like, I kind of like that view. And the other thing about it is I think that the typical American Christians have, like, become completely immoral because of just, like, you know, saying that they can do whatever they want because their God says they can. It's like, just as bad as, like, I mean, it happens all the time with Muslims, and they love to point it out with the Muslims. Like, you know, that tons of Muslims do tons of bad things in the name of saying, like, oh, well, we're allowed to because Allah tells us to. Well, Christians are the same way in the United States. Like, oh, we can go kill all the Gazans because our God told us we can.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Well, that's kind of a little sidetrack. I forgot why we even got into that. Something about telling on people in 1984.
Yeah, pretty much. And, oh, it was in reference to the article that we were looking at and how this whole story that we're talking about is nothing more than speech.
Right. And so that's why I brought up this other story to you. I thought they kind of seems related and we would have a lot to say about it. This is from dailymail.co.uk. North Carolina high school student, who is 16, is suspended for saying illegal alien in class.
Okay. That's still ridiculous.
I mean, like, getting suspended is such a weird concept to begin with. You don't get to go to more school.
You don't get to come to the welfare day prison. You get to have freedom. Oh, yay!
Right. It's like, the only thing about it is, like, it does punish you in the way that, like, you're going to end up failing the class because you'll miss so much instruction. It's like, what is the point of that? Like, we're going to make you be less educated. What? If your education's so good, it should be something that you would never think to take away from a child. So Christian McGee, 16, was suspended from Central Davidson High School. It says, for 3 days from Central Davidson High School after using the term during a classroom discussion about word meanings. So they're having a discussion about word meanings, and he still got suspended for using a word.
It wasn't even, like, in a derogatory manner. It was just they were talking.
I don't know yet. That's really a good question.
So for me, I mean, here on Free Talk Live, we don't generally use the term illegal alien to describe people because, you know, I think
it's purposely derogatory.
It is derogatory because you're talking about people crossing borders freely. Now, I may disagree with this boy's opinions on a lot of things, and that's okay. He's probably where I was when I was 16, and I can empathize with him. He still has the right to use the term illegal alien, and he shouldn't be suspended from school from doing so.
Actually, I mean, he should get a choice to leave.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think any words should be banned.
I don't either.
Me either. I think, like, you can totally face consequences of saying mean things to some guy that's bigger than you. Like,
yeah.
Like, you will learn that way. Like, maybe I should cooperate with my fellow human beings and not, you know, call them bad words.
Right.
And this is the thing. Like, so many people like to do this thing where they're like, I should be free. Like, so many people in, like, the right-wing, like, right-wing people, like, in Young Americans for Liberty, tons of them are, like, right-wingers. And I had to, I did work with them, not I had to, but I had to be around these right-wingers thinking I was, like, going to be with all libertarians. And tons of them would, like, have this discussion over and over again, like, I should be able to say the N-word. And, like, I'll just say it if I want to. And it's like, yeah, you do have the right to say it, but, like, also, you should have the right to do tons of things that offend people, but you don't do it because you don't want to.
It's like,
why do you want to do it?
It's a matter of principle. You may have the right to do something.
And
it
should not get in prison for it. That doesn't mean everybody has to be happy about it.
There shouldn't be any manufactured consequences. There should be natural consequences.
Right, I agree.
Things. Like, so, people don't want to be your friend.
Yeah,
people don't want to talk to you.
If you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, then you're not going to be hanging out with those types of people. So, I mean, obviously
you'll miss
that's
out a
social
lot of friends
construct.
And
If I ran a business and there's someone in my business, you know, calling people slurs and being hateful, I'm just going to be like, get out.
Get out.
Right.
I'm
not going to serve you.
Yeah, I'm not going to serve that.
Right. Exactly. There should be natural consequences, but the idea you should go and tell the cops that a student in your class is creating a white student union or maybe saying illegal aliens, like, this culture is so bad. I think it's so disgusting and terrible to try to police other people in this way, and kids are learning to do this in school. It's so disgusting. It says, Christian questioned the term alien in an assignment, asking if it referred to space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards. So that's
that's the quote.
Wow.
They're suspending him over that?
His comment reportedly offended another student.
Oh, poor student.
Who physically threatened McGee, leading to the involvement of school authorities.
Hey, did the kid who threatened him get suspended?
Yeah, I do wonder that.
Yeah. Are these so-called school authorities, or are they real school authorities?
It probably just means, like, the cops that work at the school, but I'm not sure.
Well, authority doesn't exist. It's merely a social construct, so these so-called authorities.
Right. He says, I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question, Christian told the Carolina Journal. And it's showing pictures of him getting his first car, him with his parents. They definitely, like, just, like, have a very Republican look, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Probably, like, coming from his parents, you know?
Yeah.
It says, his comment reportedly offended another student, so that's just, like, a repeat of what I was saying earlier. It says, I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards, and the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and can find in the dictionary. Well, I didn't know it's in the dictionary. Like, that's crazy they suspended him for saying something that's in the dictionary.
Yeah.
His suspension could impact his chance of securing an athletic scholarship for college as he played on his school's track and cross-country teams. Like, I'm not, like, all for, like, sports. Sports are so stupid. But it is kind of sad that he would miss out on an opportunity just because this person was offended. Like, seriously, you have to be so soft to get offended and need authorities,
like,
to protect you, over words.
Well, I think people have the right to be offended, and they should be offended, and
if
and
they want it,
authorities,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and just don't go to the authorities, and even, like, something like, all right, saying something that's, like, extremely racially, obviously racially motivated in fighting words. Like, somebody should kind of expect that they may get assaulted over something like that. Like, I mean, like, you should just kind of know that could be a consequence. But the idea of just saying, is this alien like space aliens or illegal aliens who need green cards? Like, how is that fighting words? That is, like, you're just another level of, like, a sensitive Sally, honestly.
And also, like, getting punched in the mouth after lunch or something is a lot different than having your whole life ruined because someone got their feelings hurt.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier about, like, honestly, it's more dangerous to your fellow students to, like, call the cops, like, in the last story, than it even would be to just punch them in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, it says, his mother, Leah McGee, said that despite their efforts, the assistant principal has been unwilling to remove the infraction from Christian's record. Because of his question, our son was disciplined and given 3 days out of school suspension for racism. Whoa, that's, like, so crazy. They're completely jumping to conclusions there.
Yeah, and so that's going on his record as he's a racist now.
I mean, he could be talking about Europeans.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. And yeah, and like you said, it's going to always be on his record. That's honestly, this is like getting a little more annoying than I thought it'd be. It's pretty messed up to call a 16-year-old boy a racist just because he said something that literally is, like he said, on the news. Like, I honestly thought it was like a totally fine term around that age. Like, I didn't think it was racist. I thought, like, that's what you say, like, illegal aliens. And then, like, later I realized, like, it was kind of created to purposely make it us versus them mentality.
Yeah, demonize them.
Right. And then, like,
they're illegal.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, they're not supposed to be here when in reality, like, borders are made up.
They are. Mm-hmm. They're just imaginary lines in the sand.
So, yeah, that's really messed up that they're making him, they're calling him a racist over this. And to be fair, he literally didn't even direct it towards, like Mexicans, for example, or something like that.
And it doesn't sound like
illegal
alien
Mexicans. He just said illegal aliens.
I just want to know if the other kid got suspended.
I do,
too. How can you threaten somebody with violence and they're the one that got in trouble?
Oh, but he's the special chosen child. He's the...
He was offended.
The offended one, yeah.
The offended one, obviously. Yeah.
He obviously can't control his own emotions.
Yeah.
This says, Christian is devastated and concerned that the racism label on his school record will harm his future goal of receiving a track scholarship.
Yeah.
We are concerned that he will fall behind in his classes due to being absent for 3 consecutive days. And that actually does happen. I was in ISS 4 skipping school, so because of the fact that I skipped classes and you're not supposed to do that, they made me skip classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so behind in, like, all my classes when I had to go back because it was like, that's the whole point. Like, you miss instruction and then you're so behind. And I just don't understand how, you get to skip class as punishment for skipping class, but it's ridiculous.
It's silly, yeah.
State Senator Steve Jarvis, and that's kind of the thing. That's, like, part of why school is actually just mind control and trying to get people to accept control. They do things that make no sense just to be, like, you must follow the rules. Like, mm-hmm. The rule is you don't go and skip class, like, as in go sit in the bathroom with your friends during a class instead of being there. That's the rule, and you broke the rule, so what we're going to do is make you skip class. Like, it's force you to skip class.
Yep, I got suspended in school suspension once, and they told me that I had to stay afterwards for detention. Like, at the end of the day, I was getting up to go leave, and they're like, no, you have to stay for detention. And I was like, I was just here all day. I'm not staying anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left. and so they suspended me out of school suspension for 3 days.
Oh, wow. Like, that's some freedom for you.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, you don't have to be there.
Yeah, they didn't call my parents either. Nobody told my parents. No one knew that I wasn't in school except for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's maybe, like, nowadays it's different because they would always call my parents and be like, she missed class today. So, like, if I skipped even a class, I would, like, have to, like, be like, Mama, can I use your phone? And, like, wait for the call and, like, answer it and hang up. Yeah, they're, like, really on top of that. That's always happening to my little siblings, too. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
So, State Senator... I guess this is a North Carolina State Senator. Steve Jarvis, representing Davidson County, has reached out to the school district superintendent, urging officials to look for the best outcome. However, Jarvis refrained from taking a stance on the issue and explained that he needed to understand all perspectives involved.
Typical politician answer.
True. Yeah. Very true.
They all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I do not see that would be an offensive statement, just in getting clarification, he said, but... There again, I think I'm supposed to say then again. I don't know. I don't know the situation of this particular incident. You couldn't have gotten it explained to you, like, before you went and made a comment. Like,
yeah, why is there even a comment there from that guy?
I mean,
it could be, but it also couldn't be.
Right. It's just, like he said, like, such a typical politician way of talking. Like, TJ the Spy, who called in a little bit ago, he went to Liberty Forum about a month ago now. And I went too, and he went to the Tulsi Gabbard speech, and she is a politician from Hawaii, I think?
I think so, yeah.
And,
she was a former Democratic candidate in the 2020 election.
Yeah, and then she, became an independent.
Yeah.
So, he went to Tulsi Gabbard and asked her if she becomes vice president, because apparently she may be one of the people on the short list, they call it, for vice president from Trump. And so TJ the Spy asked Tulsi Gabbard directly to her face, if you become vice president, will you urge the president, please, to free Ross Ulbricht from prison? And she said, I'm learning more about Ross every day.
See, that's definitely that's a politician answer.
That's not even an answer.
Yeah. It's the most politician.
He didn't ask how much you're learning or whether you're learning about Ross
or
Ulbricht.
Like, which direction are you leaning? Or
yeah. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's so infuriating whenever you watch anything where somebody's trying to nail a politician down on something. They are really trained to just, like, start talking about something totally else.
Yeah, they're not giving you a pat answer. They're not willing to stand up for something.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but somebody I knew described it as talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you say, like, will the country continue to be locked down in the auspices of this COVID-19 pandemic or under the auspices? And then they'll say, healthcare is our number one priority. And then just give some prepackaged things.
Public health is our number one priority.
Yeah,
we'll make sure the public is safe from the pandemic.
We care about the public. We care about your family more than you care about your family. And they just go on. They're not actually answering the question at all. Yeah, I just thought this was kind of indicative of the times. Everybody is offended by everything. Everybody will use whatever the authority is they can get to against each other, and
yeah.
It's really gross and weird.
It's really gross, definitely.
And I would hate to be a kid in this day and age. It's just, like, worse than even when I was in high school in, like, 2011 to 2015.
Yeah.
It was not this bad, I don't think, and it's gotten worse and worse. I would also hate to be a kid during, like, the actual lockdowns. Like, imagine you're in high school and your fellow students are arguing, like, you've got to just wear a mask, man. My grandma is 80 years old, man.
You got to take care of my grandma.
Disgusting.
No, I don't.
Do you remember how important it was hanging out with your friends as a kid? Imagine not being able to do that for, like, a year.
Right. And that would just, that's just depressing. So 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160. Call in about whatever you want. What do you think about this kid getting suspended for saying illegal alien? 603-283-6160. You can call in and tell us whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced his proposal aimed at offering military support to key U.S. allies. He unveiled four bills Wednesday designed to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. He intends to hold a vote on the legislation on Saturday evening. However, the move has drawn criticism from conservative Republicans who seek to link Ukrainian funding with border policy adjustments. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, accusing the judge of moving quickly to help Democrats. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall of more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The control modules in the vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Riley.
And I did want to go to the phone calls of the listeners. David from New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Bonnie. Your baby daddy.
Ew, no, you're not.
That's gross.
No, he's making it progressively grosser and grosser, but he's copying Skeeter.
Well, hey, man, if you're going to be in a competition with Skeeter, man, you got to put out the best you got.
So, gotta keep one up.
Why would you want to compete with Skeeter?
Well, because it's fun. You guys are boring. Skeeter's fun.
Skeeter calls and says, "It's your boy," and then one day Colin was like, "It's your daddy. Hello, son." And then he started being like, "I'm not your son. I am not your son. It's your daddy, Skeeter." Oh, it's so gross.
That is kind of gross, isn't
That's
it?
That's what David is referencing.
My hero.
Ew.
Gross.
You're his number one fan, I guess.
Yeah. His number one fan, his number two fan, his last fan, because I'm probably his only fan. Well, no, only fan?
I was like, he's
no,
on OnlyFans? Only fan.
Just only fan. Just the one.
Me and Peter do not have an OnlyFans together.
Allegedly.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Bonnie, how tall are you?
I'm 5'2", allegedly.
62 inches, 99 divided by 62. You weigh... What? That's not right. Oh, you? Yeah, you weigh 1.596 pounds per inch.
Whoa. Interesting.
Wow.
Never thought about that.
That doesn't sound... No, that's... Well, I guess it's right. You're too skinny, dude.
Chris Wade was saying, because he heard me say I was 99 pounds on the show, and I went to Chicago with Chris Wade. I gave a speech about Ian, by the way, and I'll make a whole free Keen post about it, and I'll get the footage and make a free Keen video about it. But, so I was with Chris Wade a lot this weekend, and I just love him so much. I am the only person that can bring out, like, the actual catty, fun, gay in Chris Wade, mm-hmm. I believe, and he is just so fun. but anyway, so he said, like, I can't believe you're 99 pounds. You weigh half as much as me. Like, that's not possible. And I will weigh myself in front of people. I think people underestimate how small I am, like, as, like, my bone structure. Like, it's not even just that I'm skinny. Like, I have meat on my bones. What?
You got bird bones. You got bird bones. They're hollow.
Bird bones, yeah. That's actually kind of scary. I wonder if they're, like, weak. I don't know. I don't break my bones, but I don't really do anything to break my bones, so...
Well, if bird bones are weak, then how come you can't give them to dogs?
Because they break into shattery things. But I think you're only not allowed to give them cooked bones. Like, I think, can you give a
yeah,
dog...
Yeah, you can give them raw bones.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty natural if you think about it. Like, a dog would just eat a chicken.
Nick, what's that? Knick-knack, paddywhack? Give a dog a chicken bone?
Yeah.
Probably.
Chicken bone. That's a band, isn't it?
Are you just, like, trying to get out... all the dad jokes you can think of today?
Well, that's what baby daddy do when they call. They get out all the dad jokes.
Are you calling from prison?
Yeah. You want to talk to Ian? Hey, Ian, I got somebody for you.
Why'd you ask him if he's calling from prison?
Well, he's making all these weird baby daddy jokes. I'm wondering if he's calling us from prison because...
What, all the baby daddies are in prison?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
He's going to hell.
Oh, if you're Bonnie's baby daddy, you must be in prison. Is that what you think, Riley?
Probably. I mean, he's crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you're onto something. I think if all the baby daddies are in prison, that's why your society has gone to hell.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it is kind of weird. That's the way that Riley associates it. Anything else for us today, David?
Yeah. So what is the question? I hear you talking, but what is the question?
I don't know what that means.
Well, see, there you go. That's part of the problem. We're getting somewhere. You got to identify in order to solve a problem. You got to identify what the question is, don't you?
Okay. In what situation?
In any situation. What situations are you complaining about? Which ones are you unhappy about?
Well, we were talking about free speech being monitored by these, people who can't deal with getting offended.
Right?
I complain about that.
So to play Jeopardy, in the form of a question, what is the question?
How do you feel about people's speech being...
monitored.
Yeah, monitored by these watchdog types. Hall monitor types.
It should be pretty simple. First of all, you guys should like the country and the Constitution as it was founded because it gives you... In no uncertain terms, it says that they can't do that, with certain exceptions. So if it's a public institution and your speech, which you're entitled to, is disrupting the process that is a legitimate process, not an illegitimate process, but a legitimate process, then you probably have to wait until you're outside of the institution in order to exercise that speech.
So maybe I could say that if if this like student, for example, if he was like completely voluntarily there at school and he pays the taxes to be there voluntarily, he wants to be there. I could see, well, in this situation, really, he was just asking a question. But if he was doing something like screaming while the teacher's trying to talk, I could see that needing to be like mitigated or whatever. But I just think this kid is, if you're talking about this kid specifically, I don't really know if you are, he's being forced to be at this school that does a worse job than his parents pay for him to be educated. And he's just asking a question, and he's just getting punished for saying something that offended someone else, literally, no other reason.
Right, but there's a bunch of other questions in there. So if we make it completely generic for the purpose of trying to be as scientific as possible, if you eliminate all of those, the proper pronouns, you know, that specific situation, and reduce it to a generic situation, put it in its simplest terms, if there's a public institution, you don't even have to say it's a school. It's a public institution. And it's legitimate, and you have the right to say whatever you want with, you know, and then I introduce one caveat that is probably legit. That is, if this public institution is legitimate and your speech that you're normally entitled to is disruptive to that legitimate process in a way that legitimately, and we could define what legitimate is if we want to, but in a way that legitimately undermines that legitimate process, then it's probably legal for, you know, for instance, a Supreme Court to come along and say that, no, you're entitled to your free speech. You just have to wait till you're outside of that institution because you're in school for, you know, 6 or 8 hours a day. You have all the other hours of every other day and all day on Saturday and Sunday to do that speech anywhere else you want in public. You just can't do it here because it destroys the process.
See, the problem with that, though, is that it's, you know, the ultimate slippery slope because anyone could be offended by anything. So anything anyone says can just be a legitimate disruption. So let's all just not talk.
Right. That's so true. And thank you for the call, David, from New Mexico. I do see where he's coming from, but the thing that I find the most just incorrect about the way he's thinking is, he's saying, oh, well, you should like the Constitution as it's written. But just consider for a second, if I don't agree with it, if I don't like it, what gives me the, you know, what part of your system allows me to just not be a part of it? Like, you're not allowing you, that's the thing. They never want to just allow you to just not be a part, even if you think, like, it's absolutely not right. I totally
should agree. But Bonnie, your ancestors fought and died for this Constitution. How dare you oppose it?
I don't really know if they even did, honestly. Well, I don't know.
In his example about things being disruptive, who decides what's too disruptive?
Right.
Are they not allowed to debate things in school? Are they not allowed to disagree with each other? Like, who decides that it's disruptive?
Disagreement is healthy.
Exactly. It's just like it's a slippery slope. Like you said, like things can just continue to be more and more labeled as disruptive because you said the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just who's going to police that? Well, I think we should get into this story that Lori brought in. It's about what California is calling for right now. Not sure if they're going to do it, but I guess the article will probably tell us. But I find it absolutely weird and gross, and I hope people don't go along with it.
This is from redstate.com, which I think is like a Republican-leaning opinion.
That makes sense.
Journal.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So it says California lawmakers are moving to create a genealogy office that would help determine an individual's eligibility for reparations. The Deep Blue State has long flirted with ludicrous proposals to spend hundreds of billions of dollars so they can dearly afford those claiming to be the descendants of slaves. While previous proposals indicated that they might be willing to hand out checks to anyone who merely identifies as black, lawmakers are now seeking to create an agency that would help assess eligibility. This would presumably involve testing the DNA of applicants. This is SB 1403, authored by State Senator Stephen Bradford. It would establish the California American Freedmen Affairs Agency. The bill would direct CAFA to implement suggestions from the state's reparations task force.
It's just kind of ridiculous considering the fact that no one alive today is a freedman.
So another thing is, if you're going to take a DNA test to say that you are owed reparations because you have ancestors who were slaves, mm-hmm. right, which is already ludicrous, so many people are of mixed ancestry that these reparations are going to end up going to white people.
Yeah. Or people whose ancestors were slave owners as well as slaves.
Or people whose, you know, ancestors were slave owners.
Yeah.
So how does any of this make any sense? None of it makes any sense. You I don't think anyone should be getting reparations.
I don't think anyone alive today that didn't do anything to them.
Yes, nobody did anything to you.
People, why should I pay for it?
Right, why should I be paying for... Why is anyone paying for the sins of their fathers?
Yeah.
Or their father's fathers.
Yeah. And that's really, honestly, it like gets to a point that's almost like sad. It's like people shouldn't be paying for anything that their ancestors did. And the
absolutely.
Always,
people should be punished for the things they're doing, not what their ancestors did.
The excuse is always, oh, well, you are still benefiting from what they did. And I don't see any way that like white people are benefiting more from... the way the United States is set up than anyone else.
Like, and then say somebody who moved here and became a citizen from Italy and is paying taxes in California. And then they're going to take those taxes from that person and pay somebody reparations for something that they literally had no part of ever.
Or just like Mexicans, like they were not a part of that at all.
Anyone.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I mean, maybe there were some Mexicans owned slaves, but like there's always these little stories here and there like, well, technically a couple of Mexicans owned slaves. That doesn't mean that all the Mexicans alive today, you know, owe reparations to... black people. I don't know. Are they going to somehow take it out of only white people's bank accounts, too?
Right. It's going to come out of the taxes, I assume.
Mm-hmm. So, just like everyone?
Yeah, just everybody.
The Asians?
So, the Asians are being stolen from, the everyone. Black people are being stolen from, too. And,
yeah,
oh,
and they're taking your own money and handing it back to you also for this.
Stupid. Like, the government is best at breaking your leg and handing you a crush and saying, aren't you glad we're here for you?
It's your own crush, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We pulled this out of your closet from the last time we broke your leg. Here you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We saved you some money.
Yeah. The bill would direct CAFA to implement suggestions from the state's Reparations Task Force, a body created by the state legislature, which recommended that eligible black residents of California could be owed up to $1.2 million. Chief among the task
force... What is that supposed to mean? Like, not each, obviously.
Each.
What?
Each.
How? How could each person get $1 million?
$1.2 million from all the tax money from everybody else.
How? I mean, how are they going to raise that much money? That's crazy.
They just take more money from you.
Every black person?
I guess.
Or I guess it's, like, eligible as in, like, you'd have to prove that your ancestors were slaves, but... How do you do that with a DNA test, anyway?
I assume they would have to have DNA that lines up with the DNA of other people from certain regions of Africa.
Hmm. Whoa. But what if you sneak in because you just lived there in Africa and then you moved here later? That's just all so
yeah,
crazy.
You moved here later and, like, nobody in your family was ever a slave or...
That's terrible.
It is. Chief among the task force recommendations was the creation of CAFAs as a cabinet-level agency to implement any of the task force recommendations that are enacted by the state legislature and signed by the governor.
Honestly, that would be like a top-tier level type of scam if somebody from Africa right now moves here and, you know, creates a fake identity for themselves, applies for reparations, gets $1.2 million from the state of California.
That's genius.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we do have a caller hanging on the line, so I'm going to go to Renee in Louisiana. Renee, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, you already put some stuff on my mind just listening to you. I have a bunch of what-ifs over that subject, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if somebody with ancestry who's black, who had a black slave-owning ancestor, well, how would they treat them if they found out their genealogy?
That's a really good question.
Black slaves. Yeah, how about that? Another thing is, if I married a black lady like half my age, would I be off the hook? Because my kids would be mixed. Wouldn't I get off the hook for that with the tax and all that?
I think they're still going to tax.
Win-win. I'll get a woman. I'll get my tax break.
Yeah. It's just a silly thing to presume that we need to give reparations to people.
Is it going to be like the stimulus checks, too, where like each kid gets $1.2 million?
Whoa.
Are they people? In the eyes of this bill?
I mean,
may
point...
I?
Wait,
may
go
I
ahead.
Add one more thing? I'm French ancestry. Does the Italians owe me some money for when the Roman Empire owned part of France?
Right, that's such a good point. Like, how far back do these things go? Like, I'm sure that I could find some situation where my ancestors were a victim of something in the past. Like, mm-hmm. How far back do I have to go? Like it is exactly what Renee said. Like, it only matters what race is doing what. It's kind of ridiculous.
Can I leave you all on a real good note?
Yeah.
For the left and the right, the big tech companies that love trees and green and windmills, and the right that loves business and righteousness, how about a planned obsolescence tax for all them poison stuff that gets in the landfill? A planned obsolescence. I don't know how you'd legislate it. I don't know how you'd research it. It might be a nightmare. But what the hell? All them batteries and stuff getting in the landfill and the water? Certainly the big tech companies be worried about all that green energy and health environment and stuff.
All those electric vehicles and batteries that can be disposable.
Well, thank you for the call, Renee. I guess mask doesn't make sense in that situation because one of Renee's like topics he talks about a lot is planned obsolescence.
Uh-huh.
And it means that, like, the chargers on phones. So, mm-hmm. like, iPhone, the company actually doesn't make all their money via selling the phones. They actually take a loss. I thought that was so shocking considering, one, how expensive they are. But I guess it's, like, what the
that's why they
human
wanna,
power
that's
and,
why they want to sell you all the accessories so they can
right, so, like, with
cheap.
The human power that it makes to, takes to make them and also all the stuff that it's made of, like, you know, Silver Day was saying there's silver in it. It's actually worth more than the price they sell it for you, or sell it to you for. So they need you to buy all of the things like chargers and stuff like that. And they have they literally have a plan that it will become obsolete one day by either just being cheap and breaking or just like slowly breaking down on purpose. Like, I swear every cell phone I've ever had over time, it's like, why would it be that it just starts running all crappily and slow when I'm like treating it right? Seems to happen right after updates.
Apple had been caught before.
I remember that.
Throttling people's phones during updates, like older phones.
Well, and they pretend to not do that, but we all know they're still kind of doing it.
I think they got caught out for doing it.
Like, I felt like they did. Got found out that they really did actually do that. But it's so obvious to me, and it's every phone I've ever had. And, like, I've only ever had two iPhones, so it's like every other phone I've had, too, like Galaxies. It really seems like over time they just start to get, they degrade in this way that seems so unnatural.
And there was a while there where every single phone you got, like, even within the same company of phones, like the same brand, had a different charger.
Yeah,
needed 10 different chargers just to charge a couple things, you know.
Yeah, but one thing I have to say about that is I don't think taxes are going to help that situation at all.
No.
It's going to make
and
people poorer.
I know that Europe recently ruled that every phone company has to have the same charger, and I don't know if that's going to fix anything either.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too. I forgot about that.
What'll fix it is people stop lining up to buy a new iPhone when you have an iPhone that already works.
That's such a good point. I can't believe the people that do that. Like, so many people in my life do that, and I'm just like, wow, what? Like, why, though?
Like,
it feels like you just got a new phone.
Yeah, you have last year's phone, and now you're going to spend another $1,000 to get another phone.
Well, you see, I have the plan, so I just got
it
for a discount.
Rose gold.
I got it for a discount because of my old plan.
And I'm
like,
perpetually in debt now.
Yeah, seriously.
Congratulations, sucker.
I can't even wrap my head around getting a debt for an iPhone. Like, I always pay them all up front, you know?
Yeah.
The camera that I'm going to take terrible pictures of things that nobody wants to see is slightly better.
The new iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, do we have more on the story about DNA testing for operations?
Yeah.
I just think that is absolutely crazy, the idea that people really believe that they're owed money for something that happened to their ancestors. Like, my ancestors were, really hurt by the war that the North did to the South, and it literally stopped them from being able to progress as much, economically.
Should we now pay them reparations, too?
I don't want reparations, but it's the same exact situation.
It is.
Well, I mean, like, if I could claim that, if my ancestors hadn't been, bombed and stuff by the North during the Civil War, then they might have made more money, which they might have passed on to me. And that's all mites too. I mean, right? Because, like, you don't necessarily aren't guaranteed that your family preserved their wealth throughout history just because they didn't get bombed and stuff or whatever. But if I could try to make that point, would I get reparations too? No, probably not, because it's not what it's about. It's about following the current. I don't even know why they do some of these things. It's just like, going with the current thing, and right now the current thing is giving reparations to people whose ancestors were slaves this time.
They're trying to increase racial friction and make race wars happen.
Yeah. Yep. That's definitely.
They want to make sure everyone's divided so they can easily be conquered.
It's silly too because like my dad is from Portugal, and the Portuguese have a long, terrible history of conquering people.
Hmm.
So I owe everybody money,
like even though my islands,
even though my family from Portugal was on a small, tiny little island, poor farmers. Like, they didn't do anything. So why, you know, why would that even?
It's just this collective guilt that people are experiencing over things, and it's unhealthy.
That you didn't do, it's because you're told your whole life that you're supposed to feel bad about everything.
And it's like virtue signaling, too. Like, if you were like, oh, I want to give money to the people that Portugal imperialized, you know, colonized with their imperialism.
We want to help save the people from colonialism because we feel so bad about colonialism.
It's just crazy. It's like, even if bad things happened in the past, it has nothing. If I didn't do it, I don't owe anyone money.
Yeah, if you feel bad about something, you know, do your best to fix it yourself. Don't demand that I fix it for you.
Yeah, the other thing is, like, live your life as a better person than your ancestors did. That's absolutely the best way to pay people back.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about anything that my ancestors did because I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, I wish they didn't do those things, but I had no involvement. I had no way to stop it from happening, so why should I be held responsible for it?
Yeah, that's such a good point. Even if, like, your own parents did something bad, you shouldn't feel guilty. In fact, you'd probably be less likely to feel guilty. You'd be like, well, of course I don't feel bad. That's what my parents did, not what I did.
Yeah, not what I did. I didn't do it. Just like your kids. Like those people that got charged with manslaughter because their kid killed somebody or killed some people.
Well, oh, yeah.
Ethan Chapin. Was that his name?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just know it's happened.
That might be another school shooter. There's so many school shooters, I can't keep their
trace. I think it was New York, like Buffalo, New York, but yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, so they got charged for their kid killing people because they provided him with a gun and didn't get a mental
health. And the school was the one that told those parents, like, you should put your kid on SSRIs.
Mm.
So the school doesn't get, you know, any charges for suggesting that these parents put their kid on SSRIs.
And SSRIs are so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they're even more dangerous than weed.
A side effect that they can, you know, do to people is homicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
So this has been Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. You can find more at freetalklive.com. And if you're in New Hampshire, do come to Riley's 420 rally at the Concord State House on April 20th at 420. Thank you for listening, and peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.